Over the past couple of months, we've been receiving inquiries about a particular teaching within the Jehovah's Witness faith that has been a controversy for many years. In fact, here's a question from one of our listeners.
So I've been discussing the Bible with some Jehovah Witnesses for the past 2 weeks, and I've noticed that none of the men wear beards. Is there any particular reason why?
In this episode, JT will examine this topic in depth, Jehovah's Witnesses and beards.
You're listening to The Critical Thought, where we challenge our listeners to use critical thinking when examining the teachings of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Hi, friends. This is JT. Welcome to another episode of The Critical Thought. Yes, the question about can one wear a beard always comes up. Here's a letter that was written by someone to the society asking basically, can I wear a beard? Note what he says. Listen carefully.
My name is Tom, and I go to the South Congregation in Cleveland, Ohio. I have a question that I've not been able to find a direct answer to. My question is about beards and whether or not they're acceptable in the Christian congregation. If they are accepted locally and nationally in a clean-cut manner, why are they not accepted in the congregation? My brother and I recently traveled to England for a summer vacation, and we went to the convention there. We noticed there were a good amount of brothers that had beards and other facial hair, such as goatees. In fact, there was a presiding overseer who had a beard, and another elder in a hall that had a goatee. It's not any more or less acceptable publicly there than it is here, so why is it different? In recent years, it has become more normal to have facial hair than not, including doctors, lawyers, and business people. I have also noticed public figures such as the Fed chairman, who had a nice clean-cut beard. Jehovah made us to have facial hair, and Jesus had one. Most of the brothers I've talked to would like to have that option. I know almost every elder and ministerial servant, myself included, when we go on vacation, we don't shave. If we are representing Jehovah, wherever we are, then this would not be acceptable either. I talked to several elders about it, and they didn't have an answer. So they brought it up in their quarterly meeting, and they told me they're going to go with the branch on this one. So I was wondering, what does the branch say about this? I have done research on the Watchtower Library, and I haven't found anything conclusive. At least 50% of the men that I work with have either a beard or a goatee. So what would I say if someone were to ask me, why can't you have facial hair? If someone were to say it is worldly to have one, then why is a mustache any different? My goal is to please Jehovah and to serve him well by witnessing at every opportunity to help those who are disgusted with this system of things. Learn about him and what his kingdom will do for mankind. And I don't see how a beard, when acceptable in an area, has any effect on that. Thank you for taking the time to consider my question.
So basically, the man wants to know, can a person be a Christian and wear a beard? It's a very simple question. But it's interesting what he came up with. In his letter, he makes three interesting statements. The first is,
my question is about beards and whether or not they're acceptable in the Christian congregation.
And the second one?
I talked to several elders about it, and they didn't have an answer.
And the third?
I have done research on the Watchtower Library, and I haven't found anything conclusive.
Now, this was his first flag. He already said that he checked for himself. He couldn't find anything in the Bible that said you could or you could not wear a beard as a Christian. He even asked others. And what did they come up with? They couldn't come up with anything either. Then he said, I even looked in the society's publications and I couldn't find anything in the publications that said a Christian could or could not wear a beard. Well, what did he really want? I'm going to share with you exactly what he really wanted.
At times, some write to the Watchtower Society asking for rulings on such matters as what view they should have on specific films, books, and even toys. This was taken from the September 1st, 1996 Watchtower, page 21, the article, Living by the Law of the Christ.
Yes, Jehovah's Witnesses, they want the society to make rules for them. Now, It's interesting how the society responded back to him. They wrote him, and we'll provide you with the link so that you can read the letter that the society sent back to this individual. They sent him a 3-page letter answering the question, can a Christian have a beard and be an outstanding example of Christian living? That was the question the man was basically asking. Can I be a good Christian in the eyes of God if I decide to wear a beard or not? It's a simple question, but it took them 3 pages to answer this man's question. And basically, their answer was an interesting one. It is known as the conscience matter. Jehovah's Witnesses are often told that certain things within the congregation and within the organization is a conscience matter. Now, the Jehovah's Witness conscience matter is very different than the conscience matter of most people. But I don't get to turn around and judge you as someone who is not spiritual simply because you are exercising your own conscience. Well, in the world of Jehovah's Witnesses, that's not the case. You see, when the Bible does not address an issue, that's your flag to leave it alone. Because if the Bible doesn't address an issue, when you start talking at that point, then you're going beyond what is written. It's just that simple. You see, everyone knows that in biblical times, men wore beards. Everyone knows today, men wear beards. Now, the society's reason was an interesting one, and that is, well, we don't want to look like hippies. But how many hippies have you ever seen that has a well-groomed and trimmed beard? Let's be honest now, I've never seen one. Not with a well-groomed and trimmed beard. You see, Jehovah's Witnesses make no distinction, leaving individuals with no discernment that they can use on their own ability, where they can make a distinction between someone who looks like ZZ Top or Fred Johnson. You see, the real key is, in certain countries, wearing a beard, especially for someone who is appointed as a ministerial servant or an elder, is simply not allowed. Now, in other countries, it is. So, this unity thing that Jehovah's Witnesses often talk about, we see that's not the case at all. Many times, witnesses in certain countries, especially like here in the United States, generally speaking, a Jehovah's Witness can make the statement, I know he's not a brother, and I certainly know he's not an elder, because he has a beard. Now, that's really the whole point. Does the wearing of a beard or not constitute that a man is not qualified to be a Christian, to be an elder, to be a ministerial servant? The fact that the culture of Jehovah's Witnesses is one where individual witnesses would make the statement, I know he's not a brother. I know he's not an elder. Well, where does that come from? See, that's the critical thinking question. Where does that mindset come from that Jehovah's Witnesses would look at someone and they would actually make the statement, I know he's not a brother. I know he's not an elder. Well, that's because that's what the culture teaches them. Now, keep in mind, the man said, I looked and I looked and I looked. I couldn't find anything in the Bible. I talked to other elders. They couldn't come up with anything. I even looked in the Watchtower publications and I couldn't find anything. And yet, the Jehovah's Witness knows that can't be a brother. I know he's not a ministerial servant with that beard on. How do you get from, it's not in the Bible, none of the elders knows, the society publications don't say, to, I know he can't be a brother? You see the critical thinking part? One has to stop and say, now how in the world did all these Jehovah's Witnesses in Southside Boston come up with the conclusion that this man can't be a witness and they know he can't be an elder if the Bible doesn't say so? Even the elders didn't know so, and the society's publications don't say so. This is where the culture of Jehovah's Witnesses come in, which has absolutely nothing to do with the Bible. See, it's very important that people stop and ask the critical thinking questions. When I was at Bethel, there's a department known as the Service Department. This is the department that for many years oversees the appointment of elders, ministerial servants. It also oversees the appointment of circuit and district overseers, pioneers. Now, of course, they've modified things now. It's done by the local circuit overseer for the most part. But for years, interestingly, a white brother who worked in the Service Department could not have a mustache. Now, African-American brother could, or a Hispanic brother could. Yet there is absolutely nothing in print that says that would not take place. Yet that is what the culture was. The man understood, if I'm going to work here in the Service Department as a white brother, I can't wear a mustache. And so these are cultural things which have absolutely nothing to do with the Bible. But when you attach one's spirituality and one's love for God to things that the Bible does not address, the critical thinking question is, how do you get to do that? You see, it's one thing if this particular brother had been asking, well, you know, there's an attractive woman on my job and I just want to know, can I sleep with her? Well, if he had looked up something on that in the Bible, he would have found a conclusive answer. If he went to the elder and says, Brother Elder, you know, this is a nice-looking woman on my job, and I was thinking about, you know, getting with her, even though I'm a married man, you know, what do y'all brothers think? Well, they would have sat down real quick and told him, well, brother, you can't do that. You're a married man. And if he had went to the society's publication, he would have found the same thing. Why? Because that's something that's actually the Bible addresses. But all this other stuff, it's not. And yet the society took 3 pages to answer the man's simple question. If I wear a beard, am I in trouble with God? That's all the man was asking. So once again, we see how that in the world of Jehovah's Witnesses, the culture, understanding the culture and how it varies is very important. Because then you begin to ask the simple question, does this sound like something from God? Or a bunch of guys sitting around a conference room table coming up with something.
This program was sponsored by Critical Thinkers.